views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show, Authenticity Rising, with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and help us to help you rise to the occasion of your life. We have a fabulous guest on today, and we will be offering some of the most insightful teachings that are here on the planet. So welcome, and hello, Sabrina in Denver.
Well, hello, Christine. Thanks for the Jerry Maguire visual.
Ooh. What's that?
Help us help you. Help.
Oh, I know. It just came out of my mouth.
I know.
Help us help you. I promise not to
Show
swear as much
body.
As they do in Jerry Maguire, okay?
Oh, no. I just didn't expect to see that all of a sudden.
I know. Well, you know, that's what I do, and I'm just, like, winging it.
Well, thank God it's our last show.
Yes, everybody.
We're getting to the point where we're just winging it now. You never know what's going to come out of our mouth.
But, you know, it's a show on authenticity, so we need to be as authentic as possible, which, you know, comes easily for me. What can I say?
I love it. I think it's great. I have tears in my eyes because I'm laughing. That's so fun.
Yeah.
Oh. So, well, yeah, it's going to be a great show, too.
It is. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. And, you know, I also had an experience that yesterday that I'll share later that's very relevant to the topic at hand. And, you know, I just love the way the universe sets that up for us sometimes. So, yeah, but this is our last show, and it's, you know, our Authenticity Rising workshops are still underway. We've got one scheduled in Seattle, and, you know, I'm moving to my own show here in the Seattle area on KKNW AM 1150, as well as on Transformation Talk Radio. And of course, you will be a guest multiple times, I'm sure, Sabrina, but it's kind of sad that bittersweet that this is the end of our show together.
It is bittersweet, you know, but it's so divine. Yet, you know, you and I both have become accustomed to learning to let go of things in our life when maybe the fun and joy and excitement isn't necessarily there anymore, or it's becoming a little bit more effort than play. And, you know, I just know that something new is underway, and I'm excited about that, because when we let go, it allows something new to come in.
Yes, indeed. And it's not an easy lesson for us to learn sometimes. But,
well, and I'm so proud of you, like, getting out there and going on your own and being in your market and reaching the people in your area. You know, you and I are both talking about how we want to really reach out to our local communities and help those that are closest to us.
Yes, and it feels so important, Sabrina, because as you and I have discussed, it feels like with things shifting on the planet, people are experiencing a lot more inner chaos than in the past, and they're really reaching out or looking for a sort of an avenue to process, an avenue to release, and to be able to offer something locally is a wonderful thing, because that means that people can connect in person, people can connect, you know, on the air, whatever it is. But it's a wonderful way to support people and say, yes, we're here to help you transform your life.
And that's true. I mean, even with today's technology and the capabilities that we have, and our guest today is the example of that with her webinar that she's been hosting here lately. But yet there is something really special about that in-person connection. And that's, I had the privilege of meeting our guest in person almost 3 years ago already. And when Stephanie Bennett-Voigt, she attended a seminar that I was helping to coordinate and teach at the time. And there was definitely a connection. And I was honored to be able to work with her personally one-on-one during that time. And she made a big impact in my life. I've never forgotten her. And thankfully with Facebook, we've been able to keep in touch all these years. And, you know, her book, Your Spacious Self, really spoke to me. And I finally purchased it when she had this offer for her webinar classes at the New Year, New You. And I lit up because she's such a bright light. And she speaks our language, Christine. She speaks our language.
I'm so excited because, you know, you told me about her and, you know, of course I trust your judgment and you said, oh, she's fabulous. I've met her in person. And then I started reading her book and it's like, wow, you know, she is very insightful and I'm so glad you connected with her.
Oh, me too. And I believe I probably told you about her 3 years ago when I first met her. That's the type of person she was. You know, she makes that lasting impression. And without further ado, I'd like to bring her on to join in this fun conversation we're having. Stephanie, are you there?
I am. I just want to say, Sabrina, it's a mutual admiration society. I feel the same way about you. I felt the same way when I met you. I just thought, oh, she is a bright light. So I'm so grateful to stay connected with you thanks to our friend, Facebook.
our necessary go, evil, go. Right?
Yeah. So I'm very happy to be on the show, both of you. And it's nice to meet you too, Christine, for the first time.
Great to meet you as well.
Yes, and you know, we had so much fun 3 years ago. And Stephanie, I have really thoroughly enjoyed reading your book. You know, I am a reformed pack rat, multi-generational pack rat, coming from that mentality that you have to hold on to things. Otherwise, you know, you might need it someday, that fear. And I cleared out my house years ago, I want to say probably in 2006 it was. And I finally let go of that. But I tell you what, in that time, it's amazing what comes back in the house.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, what kinds of things have come back, creeped back into your house, Sabrina?
Well, my closet is overflowing again. I've recently cleared that out, you know, and I clear it out periodically. So I do notice that things start to come back in, but it's beyond just the stuff. Sometimes I love how you really address that it's so much more than just the clutter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or what we all think of as clutter. You know, most people think of it as this physical stuff that trips us in the hallways or spills out of our closets and desk drawers. I believe that it's just way bigger and way more than that. And unfortunately, there's not a good word for it. It's the only word I could find, you know, clutter. It's everyone can relate to it. But I think people who don't suffer from physical clutter, but still are overwhelmed and stressed and suffer through just being human in their human body and experience, I believe that there's clutter there too. So that's why the book is Your Spacious Self. It's really more about being the most spacious beings that we can be. And I loved your promo for Authenticity Rising because it is really, it just kind of encapsulates what my mission and work is and in clearing is all about. So we're in the right place together for sure.
Well, we are. And you know, Stephanie, your story is very similar to both mine and Christine's, where you left the known mainstream career for the unknown.
Yep.
So you decided to do that.
Well, for me, it started about, I want to say almost 20 years ago. I was a high school Spanish teacher. I had been teaching for 20 years. I was very happy. And then it just one day, it wasn't just one day, but it felt like one day, I was like Forrest Gump in the desert. I just stopped. It was like I felt like I hit a wall. And for me, it just showed up in the form, thank God, not as a life-threatening illness, but I got sick in bed. I was sick in bed for a whole month in December. I remember it was Christmas, around the holidays. And it was my wake-up call. And uh, I I realized that if I kept doing what I was doing, I was just going to suffer even more and maybe even get even sort of more sick. anyhow, it was just what I needed to kind of sort of shake me out of my, what I felt like was my, you know, my slumbers and wake me up to there's got to be something going on, something more. There's got to be more here. So I asked these questions. I took a leave of absence. I started to get better, and I came face to face with my clutter. And actually, I've always sort of prided myself in being neat and tidy and orderly, and people would come to my house and go, oh, my God, you're so orderly. And yet I was the kind of clutterholic, you know, the squirrel kind of clutterholic, where I would save things just in case. And just like you were saying, Sabrina, I held on to things just in case I needed them. And they come from many generations of pack ratty family members. So I really started to wake up to my own, what I call my own holding on, my own holding ons. And then it was kind of an interesting pathway. I didn't know where I was going to go. I was still on my leave of absence, but you know, the right book would show up on my doorstep. Literally, I got a friend, I hardly even know, left me a book on my doorstep and with a little note that said, thought you might be interested in this. And it was a book about space clearing. Devoured that book. And I found that the teacher, the woman who wrote the book, was teaching in my area 2 weeks later. And then I just started to follow my nose. And I went on this path of studying space clearing, which for the listeners out there, it isn't clutter clearing per se. It's more of a very intuitive form of feng shui.
We're going to have to go to break here, but Stephanie, we want to hear more about this approach to clutter clearing and how it connects with those things that we're still holding on to on a psychological, emotional level when we return. This is Christine Upchurch, and you're listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get ready for intentional living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And I am rising. See, we are winging it.
We're just showing our authentic selves.
Well, oh, maybe I'll stop slurring my words.
Are you hitting the bottle out there or something?
Not yet, but maybe I need to.
it's that Rocky Mountain High, Sabrina.
Oh, yes. You know, Colorado, we're legal.
That. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and I'm so glad that we have Stephanie on today for our last show. And your work, Stephanie, I love, I have to tell you, I live in a house that has hardwood floors and ceramic tile with a doggy door with two large dogs that come in and out as they please with their mountain debris with them and their hair and everything. So sweeping my floor every day is something I do. But I love how you inspired me to bring awareness to it when I'm doing it. Mm. I'm a big fan of awareness. Yes. And what was your insight on that, those little moments of clearing?
Well, I, you know, even after I went through like years and years of study and training with space clearing, one day, and this just really kind of felt to me out of the blue, and before I wrote this book or rewrote my book, I went downstairs to make coffee and I was, you know, I'd just gotten up and I was all foggy headed and cranky. I was really cranky, I remember. And as I waited for the coffee to brew, I was putting my dishes away, which is what I do every day. It's just kind of a ritual that I do, you know, that they've been drying overnight or they're in the dishwasher. And I'm putting stuff away. And I noticed that within 60 seconds, I started to feel better, like a lot better. And the difference that particular morning was that I was really aware of my every move. I was aware of the dishes going in and the clinking and the drawers closing and the, you know, the sounds and the smells. I was so acutely sort of, my senses were so heightened for some reason that particular day. And it was like such an aha moment for me. That what if we bring a quality of awareness, a heightened sense of awareness to the things we do every day just by living, you know, brushing our teeth, putting the dishes away, doing folding the laundry, replacing the light bulb that's burned out,
driving,
all those things that we just go into autopilot, you know, we kind of go into like a comatose autopilot and we're either in the future or in the past and we're not in the moment. And I know it sounds very cliche, but there really is a dramatic, and this connects to the whole clearing thing. If we bring that quality of awareness, like even just for 1 minute, if that's all we can handle is just 1 minute, I'm a big fan of the 1 minute, the go slow to go fast model of clearing, if we brought that just an acute sense of awareness, a heightened sense of awareness to one thing, one action, one activity that we typically resist. And what I mean by awareness is like feeling it all, feeling the resistance, feeling the geekiness, the dry mouth, maybe the heart rate is going a little faster, maybe the palms are sweating, maybe anything that shows up that usually in the physical body as information. If we could just really like focus on that for 1 minute, just string a few of those 1 minutes together becomes a clearing movement, really, of not just personal success, but of global proportions, you know?
So I'm thinking of your example of unloading the dishwasher first thing in the morning. And through that awareness, I mean, it's possible in that awareness to feel, say, stress because, you know, you're beginning your day and you've got a lot of pressure on you. It's also possible to feel resentment because you're the only one in the house who seems to be unloading the dishwasher these days, mm-hmm. or whatever. But it does seem like that awareness gives you the opportunity to release it, correct?
Yes. It's actually, here's the secret. It's the witnessing of the weather. I call it emotional weather, usually. Any resistance, any patterns that are really not who you are. If we could bring a quality of witnessing to them, that is the pathway to clearing. That is actually clearing. It isn't about moving the dishes from the dishwasher to the you know, cabinet. It isn't about folding. It isn't about sort of the problem and then the outcome. It isn't about sort of what you want to have happen or what you sort of yearn to have happen. It is about being absolutely in that space in between the challenge, your challenge, and your desired outcome. It's that space in between. If you can just bring total compassion, and compassion is a big word for me in my work, compassionate awareness, that is when the magic happens. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite sort of metaphors for this kind of clearing is that of acupuncture. And I use it as a metaphor because imagine inserting a needle into the body to bring about, to bring about sort of a sense of, you know, balance and clarity and what have you. If we bring, what we're doing with clearing is we're inserting pure compassion awareness into that moment, just like an acupuncture needle. We are the needle, in fact. So, and this all came from years and years and years and years of clearing people's spaces and really going into some pretty disturbed areas. So I know it seems so simple, yet why is it so hard? And I just happen to be a big fan of simplicity, and meeting us where we are, you know.
Right. And you know, you talk about the process, and you talked about the impetus for you to shift your life. The impetus was illness. Did your illness heal? I know in your book you talk about how you were trying all these different things and using your rational mind, analytic mind, to figure out, well, you know, I need to do this, I need to take this medicine, I need to do that, you know, to get better. How did this process of clearing help you to find wellness?
Well, the physical wellness came before the awareness of how I became physically well or all around well. It was, you know, there were many stages to it, and the thing was just I was sick in bed a month, and what happened was that I just got worse. I did not get better with all those treatments that I was doing and all that grasping and all that, oh, my God, I got to fix this, and this is not working, and I better do this. And, you know, I was just completely thrashing about in bed. It wasn't until I got, like, a full body rash, you know. I finally let go. It was like I finally started to laugh at the the sort of how pathetic it all seemed. You know, I just kind of started howling. And that in that moment of total surrender is when I started to get better. So it was that was a big aha moment for me. It didn't actually, you know, it was just one of the many, many stepping stones that led me through this very meandering pathway to where I am now, which continues. It's really a journey. It's not going from A to B, that's for sure. It's been a very meandering, sometimes agonizing, sometimes mystifying, sometimes just exasperating journey. And so my message really to everybody is stick with it, be with it, be in that one, if all you can handle is one moment, 1 minute, it will move you forward. It really will. And you may not see the light at the end of the tunnel for a long time, but that 1 minute can actually bring some relief. Really can. And that was what my moment in the kitchen that day did for me. I really felt better. It was like, wow, that compassion awareness, doing a ritual that I really love, that I've done for years, equals relief, relief, mm-hmm. like right. Spaciousness. And I guess that's really what I mean by spaciousness. It's just, when you go into that
lightness.
God, I feel so much better.
Like the body's gone.
yeah. So there really is something to it. And so I spent years of exploring that too. But you know how it is. It's I just believe that it's all about letting go and surrendering and loving up the patterns that we deny and resist and shove under the carpet and we don't want to look at. It's like just taking little bits of those, inserting the compassionate awareness, but practice in ways that are easy, like the kitchen,
right.
Using simple practices
I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you again. We want to hear more about this process of releasing, that it's not just about the clutter. It's also about releasing the unpleasant stagnation within on multiple levels, and we're going to talk more about that. Yes. And I'm going to share a very personal story about some clutter clearing that led me to tears when we come back. This is Christine Upchurch on Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find a North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising, and we have this wonderful discussion about clearing on all levels to basically step into your authentic self. And I can't wait to hear about Christine's story about clearing yesterday that brought you to tears. What's that about?
Oh, yeah. And I'm so glad, Stephanie, that you're the guest today. I swear the universe just arranges this. You know, it's like, oh, this is perfect. Stephanie Bennett Voigt's going to be on, so we're just going to have this little example in Christine's life to share with the listeners. But anyway, yesterday, you know, at the end of January, I've got business and occupancy taxes due. And I decided, well, I need to get all my banking information in order. And, you know, I'd been holding it in one folder. It was getting pretty fat. And it's like 3 years of banking information. Finally, for my business, I was just like getting it all organized in my study. And I decided, okay, well, it's time for me to get some folders out to, you know, put the different years into and get things organized properly. So I opened the cabinet door in my study trying to find a folder, and it was a total disaster area. So, right, you know, so I pull everything off out one shelf, and then, you know, one thing leads to another as these clutter clearing processes can occur. It's kind of like, okay, well, I finally had to like take shelves out, rearrange things. And then one cabinet led to another cabinet. And it was sort of, at one point, it was just like my very small study was just covered with stuff. But, you know, and it seems like things do get worse before they get better sometimes when you're releasing, right?
Yes, they do. That's a good point, Christine. Absolutely.
And so anyway, I found my way to my old doctoral dissertation, you know, write-up. It's like I never quite completed that. And I figured, is this going to, like, bring something big up for me? And it's like, no, you know, there it was. I don't even recognize some of the mathematics that I was using back then. And I'm thinking, well, I should probably get rid of most of this stuff. You know, oh, this is the one little write-up that might be sort of amusing anecdote, you know, when my kids go through my stuff someday, you know, after I pass away. But then I came across this other folder that had a theater review. I was in a play. I was in a series of plays over the course of my 20s. And there was one play in particular where there was a review, and it was talking about something about how, you know, I had this like angelic presence and I filled the stage even though I had very few lines. Aww. And I found myself like,
wow,
processing some very old stuff about truly wanting to be seen. And I kind of went from the current day where lots of people are hearing me, lots of people see me and appreciate what I have to offer, back to like when I was in my 20s feeling like I had gifts to share, and it was really unusual for me to feel seen and heard. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I found myself sobbing there in amongst all this mess all around my study. I was sobbing, recognizing this hole that had been there, and I felt like I was releasing it thoroughly.
Oh my God, that's just so moving. I'm getting chills hearing your story, Christine.
Yeah. And now my study's looking clean, and I'm also feeling emotionally clearer.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it isn't. I just think that even just moving one pile from one corner to the other starts moving what I call stuck energy. And what you were doing was moving some, you know, like crusty stuff, the stuff that you didn't need anymore, and right. getting and like a true metaphor. I mean, it was like a metaphor. There was something like a little treasure underneath it all that kind of got released for you. And a remembering, I'm sure. It's what I love about that word, remember. It's like to recall, to bring back our parts, our missing parts, the parts that have scattered. And it sounds to me like you had that.
Yeah.
And it, yesterday.
And it just made me realize that, you know, what you write about in this book, what you teach about, is so true, because the stuff that we hang on to is just representative of what is within us.
Yeah. It's just a symbol. It's just stuff. And it isn't who we are. But, it, you know, we take these things so seriously and personally that they become bigger than they really are. And as we start to shed these things, and it really truly can be just files like you were doing, or it could be moving stuff around in the kitchen, or it can just be, you know, having a thought and being really aware of the thought that is plaguing you, that's making you ill even, is having that awareness and just peeling it sort of with love, really right. compassion, and without judgment. That's what I mean by compassion. It's just not having, judging it as good or bad, just being bigger than it, you know, holding a space for this, whatever it is, to shift, truly, to kind of, to unform and inform.
Inform, and I love that. It's like when you look at the things around you or the files that have accumulated, and you ask yourself, is this information still relevant for me? Does it still apply? I'm motivated to get up in my attic. It's a little cold up there these days, but I'm going to get rid of the banker's boxes filled of divorce paperwork that I no longer need, because my son is almost 19.
It no longer
applies, and all that energy just needs to go.
Yeah. But here's the thing, you know, it's easy for us to say, it's got to go, got to get it out. But if we don't stop for a second and just feel what's encoded in that, like really, truly bring awareness to the feelings that are stuck in that, you know, got to go, you know, that automatic pilot thing that I was talking about. If we don't just stop for maybe a minute and give it some space, to allow us to feel whatever it is that we're feeling around that stuff, then all that stuff's just going to come back in other forms.
Is that so true? And I feel like that's already kind of gone, that energy, that pull that I had with that at one time. It doesn't even feel relevant anymore.
I know. And that's why clutter clearing, I say to people, it is as easy as 1 minute a day, because when we just address that, the homeopathic version, the acupuncture needle, you know, if we just address that once a day, we can clear mountains. We can move mountains. It doesn't seem like our rational mind cannot wrap its brain around that concept. So it's really about just practicing, you know, adopting a daily practice of being compassionate, aware, a witness, you know, what I call being a witnessing presence to whatever it is that is jangling you and or bothering you or you're resisting.
Right. So with this process, I can understand how it automatically will begin to allow the release of the clutter within. Does that translate into a release of clutter surrounding us too, Stephanie?
Absolutely. In fact, what I like to say is, as within, so without. So as you start to really get in touch with that spaciousness within, all the clutter around you becomes unsupportable anymore. It just becomes like a non-issue, and it becomes so much easier to just like you'll see a pile one day from a very different, more spacious place. You'll look at the same pile of mail or the same cluttered email inbox or whatever it is that just completely unnerves you and rattles your cage. You'll see it from a you'll look at it going, I don't need that stuff. I don't need those emails. I don't need to subscribe to that thing anymore. You know, it's just, and it's like with one click, you're done, or one toss out or one like, ah. And I'll say this for myself. I have a big letting go that's happening for me right now. I'm in Mexico at the moment, and I'm sitting in the house that my husband and I bought. We bought a ruin. We bought like a complete ruin, and we built a gorgeous little jewel of a house on it. And about 5 months ago, 4 months ago, we had an opportunity to buy the house two doors up from us. And so we did something kind of crazy. We bought it, but we realized that we can't afford it unless we sell this little jewel of a house. Uh-huh. So here I am sitting in the jewel of a house that we're about to sell next month. And I'll tell you, talk about crying, sobbing. I came down here and I just started. I totally lost it because the house two doors up needs a lot of work. And it's kind of a little bit like a mangy dog right now. You know, it needs love. It needs a lot. And this one, this ruin, this little jewel needed a lot of love. And we gave it a lot of love. And now it's just like humming and gorgeous. And I'm, you know, I've spent the last 3 weeks really, truly just accepting and allowing that things change. I can let this go. It's going to be okay. And I, you know, it's someone else is going to love this place and probably be as good a steward as we have been. But it's been a huge, huge month for me, of just not being so graspy and realizing that it's not, none of this stuff is ours. You know, it's just, it's on loan from the God force, if you will.
You know? Right.
So as I sit here, just loving what we've created, and you know, every day I just practice letting it go, just a little bit, and you know, saying goodbye. I've been saying goodbye. Oh God, I'm going to get a little teary right now. Mm-hmm. Well, it's like, you know, your daughter grows up, you know, or your son, you know, and they,
right.
And that's kind of what this feels like. We're letting go of our baby. And
yeah,
and we're adopting a new one. We have a new one now, you know?
Yeah, yeah. How beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us today. Stephanie Bennett-Voigt, author of Your Spacious Self and A Bright Light. It's been wonderful to get to hear your voice and get to hear your insights. And thank you, Sabrina, for insisting that we have her on. You're so right.
Often the case. And people can reach you where, Stephanie?
My website, spaceclear.com, one word. And there's a lot of wonderful freebies on there for people who would like to start sort of practicing letting go one little baby step at a time. Just the easiest way, the simplest way. So, yeah.
And you're,
join us. Yeah.
And you're also on Facebook, too?
Yep, Facebook. I have Your Spacious Self and Space Clear, both pages. And Twitter is Spacious Self. So I'd love to have you join us. We're having a little fun. It's definitely Perfect. Been a fun place to be. So, yeah.
Thank you, Stephanie, for being on.
Well, thank you all for having me. I'm really grateful to have gotten to be on your last show together. An honor. Thanks.
And Sabrina and I will be right back with Authenticity Rising into Action. Stay tuned.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we are back on Authenticity Rising. And just had a wonderful show with Stephanie Bennett Voigt discussing your spacious self and clearing your way to your true authentic self. I love it. I love that authenticity and clearing go hand in hand.
Oh, yeah, because really, I mean, you and I teach this in our Authenticity Rising workshop. Like, just to identify the authentic voice, you have to clear out all those other inner voices that just tend to want to control us, want us to follow other people's rules and concepts of what's right for us. And yeah, so it's a matter of clearing your way, and that makes perfect sense. It does go hand in hand. And Stephanie had some really insightful things to say, and her book is fabulous. Your Spacious Self, you should get it. It's available on Kindle too, which is the way I always choose to read books, or almost always choose to read books, because it like lets go of some of the physical clutter too.
It does let go of some of the physical clutter too. Yeah, I chose to get it in paperback form just to hold it and be connected with her energy. And also, it's already in the hands of somebody else. So that's one of the nice things about having the physical book is that it can get passed around. But I love my Kindle as well, and it does serve a purpose that way to keep my house and my bookshelves a little slimmer.
Yeah. And, you know, for me, you know, I will often be doing some writing, you know, writing an article, or of course, you know, I'm working on my book. You and I have been working on our books, and it's like, okay, it's a great way to search books. Oh, wasn't there a quote about such and such? And you can, you know, put in there and explore. And I'm sure the other readers out there as well, the electronic readers work that way as well. But it's just a fabulous way of finding those quotes and getting to highlight things. I've already highlighted a whole lot of stuff in Stephanie's book. It's great.
So yeah, is it bad that I have like sometimes the Kindle version plus the actual hard copy?
I do that sometimes too. Oh.
Well, I guess that brings us to our authenticity rising into action, the dare of the week.
Yes.
Or maybe our final dare. Who knows?
It is, although, you know, we often send our Authenticity Rising workshop participants home with assignments, dares, so to speak. I think we need to sort of shift the title of that. Their take-home exercise should be the Authenticity Rising into Action Dare.
That's right. I think that you're right. Next workshop, we'll make sure of that.
And one of the things that Stephanie teaches and so many of the wise people out there are teaching these days is in order to welcome like our true selves, in order to welcome the flow of abundance of those things that are really connected to our heart, it also involves a letting go, a releasing. And Stephanie talked about that during the show. But that brings us to our dare.
Yes. And you know, when we can allow, we do let go. And so we are asking our listeners this week to identify something in your life that you've been holding on to for maybe fear of letting it go, not sure what will come in its place, some kind of psychological attachment or emotional or even a, maybe even a spiritual attachment perhaps.
Or maybe just plain resistance to dealing with it and you're not really quite sure why. You know it's not serving you, but you just don't really want to deal with that pile of stuff. You really don't want to let go of that thing that your aunt gave you or whatever.
I love the sentimental attachment that we can get. And Stephanie had a great idea with that, to take a picture, write the story about it, and keep the digital files of it versus the actual item. It's brilliant.
But we are asking you as our listeners to let go of it. And also, we want to encourage you to follow the approach that Stephanie was outlining about remaining in that place of compassionate awareness of the emotions and the physical sensations that are arising as you're going through the process of letting go.
Yes. And finding the relief as you do it. And if it seems too much, just take just a minute, you know, just a little bit at a time, little baby steps.
Right, right. And speaking of letting go, we're going to be doing some of that ourselves, aren't we, Sabrina?
Yes, yet again, we find ourselves once again letting go.
Yes. And so, you know, one of the things that you and I have had to learn over and over again in multiple ways within each of our own lives is that in order to move forward in new ways, in order to welcome the new, sometimes it requires letting go of the old.
And that's not to say that, you know, it isn't something that you loved and honored and it was a big part of you and will continue to be, but sometimes it's just letting go so you can see what new flows into your life. And when we were discussing renewing the contract, it only made sense when you had the opportunity to be in your market in Seattle that you would have a show there, and you asked me to be on that show with you, but it just didn't seem like the right time. It seemed like something you needed to do on your own.
Yeah, and for me, one of the things, moving forward has, of course, brought up all sorts of new issues for me, as it did originally with this other show, you know, with the show that we're on right now, and, you know, in the various ways, when we move forward and are taking risks, it tends to bring up some more emotional things to be illuminated and released. And I know for me, it's like, you know, Pat was saying you really need to name it the Christine Upchurch Show. You need your name in the show because we need to brand you because you offer all these different things. There's the Authenticity Rising, you know, the various activations, the healing, the this, the that. And I said yes, and then all of a sudden I'm thinking, who am I to have a show named after me? You know, I began to recognize some of my unworthy feelings within. So launching out on my own without you, Sabrina, which is, you know, I'm very disappointed in some ways, but also it feels right. But it's allowed me to begin to face more of my own stuff, which is perfect.
Exactly. And, you know, for me as well. And it's a wonderful opportunity for both of us. And, you know, you have my unconditional support and love with everything that you do.
And I know. And
I'll
likewise.
Be there for you when you need me.
Yes, and we've already figured out two different dates when you're going to be on my show. So,
you can't get rid of me. Yeah,
I know. We're still going to get on the radio and play together. It'll be great. And I so truly appreciate. I don't know how to say this. I was about to say it one way. Okay, I'm just going to say it in an authentic way. Losing my radio virginity with you.
All right. I love Papa Jerry.
You and I had both been interviewed on the radio, on radio shows, and yet I had never hosted a radio show. You had never hosted a radio show. So doing it together, actually, it was wonderful. It's been a great experience.
It was a Thelma and Louise moment, right?
What's that?
It was our Thelma and Louise moment. We jumped off the cliff together. We did, and we had so much fun, and it's been such an honor being your co-host and by your side for all these years, you know, in so many different ways.
Oh, yeah.
I look forward to the new evolution of our work and expansion in our own unique lives and as we do it together.
Right, and, you know, we haven't done this show alone. Brian Sullivan, he's been there making this all possible. Hello, Brian.
Hello, how are you?
Thank you, Brian, for all your hard work.
Well, let me tell everybody something right now that's listening on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. You have my unconditional support from the sidelines here in Rhode Island. I thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure.
It's always a joy to interact with you, Brian.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me say this for the final time. I'll allow it.
Yes. So with our release of the show, I guess we're having to do some letting go to allow some of the new to enter, aren't we, Sabrina?
Yes, we are. And we've never been anything but pleasantly surprised when we've done that in the past.
Yes. And you can still find us together on AuthenticityRising.com, as well as on Facebook, Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. So stay connected. And also, please check out my new show, Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks so much. Love you guys.
Love you, Chris.
You've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising, visit www.authenticityrising.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.